Hello, welcome podcast listeners to another episode of Something Wiki This Way Comes, a podcast where we go through a WikiHow article step by step and then do some improv based on our discussion. I'm Jesse Bergen.
I'm Thomas Tolles, and today we have two very special guests from Club Soda Improv. This is Kevin Rambaran and Justin Fry. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, I just want to say I'm super excited because I legit am a fan.
This is an absolute first.
I was just going to say, our first fan, period. Yeah. on the podcast. Yeah.
The first fan you've ever had, and I'm on the show.
I befriended Kevin because he was our first fan, and then we invited him on.
The magic is all gone now. I will stop listening. Yeah. I'm going to go unsubscribe right now.
Peeked behind the curtain and saw that it was just a sad old man.
Once you've tread the boards, as we say in the biz, it really changes everything.
And Justin, I understand you're a pretty big fan, too. What's your favorite episode?
I would say the last one was great.
Wow, really smooth.
Yeah, that enthusiasm. This might be
which
our last
was obviously time. About what?
How they needed to get someone like you on the show. So
that episode was about getting their one fan on the show.
Yeah, look,
we're not here to bully our guests. That'll happen during the improv. Yeah. We're just here to learn how to get out of a car that's hanging over a cliff. If you're listening to this on your stereo in your car right now, perfect timing. Yeah.
We got a couple panicked emails last week begging us to review this article.
Hopefully they're still safe.
Please tell me you're still dangling.
Great. The intro says, in almost all serious auto accidents, your best chance of survival is if you manage to stay inside the protective cage of the car.
Notice they said almost all.
Yes. If your car's like on fire or something, you want to escape the cage.
And we're going to find an example of... Go ahead.
But if your car goes over a cliff, you don't want to be in it. There you go.
That's fair.
If you're quote-unquote lucky enough to have your vehicle stop rather than hurtle over the edge of the cliff with one set of tires dangling precariously over nothing but thin air, will you know how to escape before the car plummets to the bottom? So this article poses a question
not a hypothesis, more of a...
It's like a philosophical question. In this case, being
lucky really entails you dangling over certain doom. Yeah.
This article's definition of luck is totally fractured.
I would say, though, if you're comparing dangling to plummeting, I'll take dangling every time.
You always say that.
Unless I like to play hockey.
Great. So for all you listeners out there in your blue Hondas dangerously dangling, turn up the volume.
Yeah, the images in this look like they've been taken out of like Euro Truck Simulator or something like
yeah,
that.
From yeah, from like 1998, though. Like not...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the new Euro Truck Simulator game is awesome. And the graphics are amazing.
Yeah. Sorry, I really...
Way too many cliffs, though, for a game of driving. It's odd that they would do that. It looks like a rejected episode of Reboot, the climactic action was a car dangling over a cliff.
Yeah. It looks like a clipping issue in an open world game. Like, the water has not loaded, but you can see black masses in the distance that you can maybe get.
It looks like the beta for the first Need for Speed game before they worked out
for
all the bugs.
Driver. It's for driver.
It's for, yeah. This is like what would happen if your 6-year-old nephew started playing GTA.
Yeah, started making GTA.
Exactly. So anyways, the pictures are great. Follow along. I know everyone does, but just going to reinforce that. Step one, stay calm. It's quite a shock to find yourself teetering over the edge of a cliff. But the more calm and methodical you are, the better chance of escape.
Imagine being so pragmatic in a terrifying situation.
And everything you've been taught to believe about staying within the body of the car is suddenly wrong.
Yeah, that protective cage is suddenly not so protective.
Yeah. So if you panic and rock forward as you have like a breathing attack.
Oh, like one of those.
That would be really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Who among us do we think has the fortitude to stay calm the best in this situation? Does anyone want to self-nominate?
Oh my goodness.
What is this, the Canadian Coney Awards?
I am I am 100% nominating myself to be the most pragmatic in a situation.
I think you would be very methodical.
I think Kevin is methodical in all areas, but when the hits the fan,
then I become an emotional puddle.
He would throw us to the front of the car in order to get himself out.
Yeah, methodical. I would be methodical about sacrificing you. Yeah. No, I would do it. You would all die.
I feel like I would probably freeze and just remain in the car until I, like, died of dehydration, just kind of a paralysis
like
answer.
You wouldn't do anything. The car would remain teetering, yes, and they'd find your corpse.
Perfect equilibrium.
Yeah, because you're such a perfectionist, you wouldn't want to screw it up. And
exactly.
I feel like I would just, like, shut my eyes and hope for the best. I'd be like,
cross your fingers, come on.
If I can't see the cliff, there's no cliff, I'm fine.
Yeah, the cliff is more afraid of you than you are of it. You gotta make yourself really big and scary. Start doing loud noises.
Yeah, use your cliff spray on it.
Cliff mace.
If you're driving, if you've got a chauffeur and you happen to be in the back of the car, I recommend escaping as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that's generally a chauffeur's problem. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, I tend to hire chauffeurs who weigh exactly the same as me. Yeah. So just in case we end up teetering on the edge of a cliff.
That equilibrium going.
Kevin never lets us drive with him.
I'm far too large.
There's always three clowns in the passenger seat.
If you guys want to ride somewhere, I have to hire another chauffeur to sit in the front.
Yeah. Right, the test for you is parallel park. And also lose 30 pounds.
How much do you weigh? Well, I'm a little bit lighter than that.
Application form to drive with Kevin.
Step 2. Keep your foot on the brake. If you came to a rest with your foot on the brake pedal, leave it there until you can set the parking brake. It may be the only thing that's preventing you from rolling off the cliff.
But this is after you've stayed calm, right? Yeah. I guess it's... you don't really think about idling off the edge of a cliff, but I guess that's totally plausible.
No, I definitely put your hazards on. So
be considerate. Yeah. I mean,
you're
going
to be there temporarily. Yep.
Honestly, I'll be disappointed if they include that in the article because you need to be able to.
Here's a question. So they're assuming that your foot is already on the brake.
Yeah.
Like that as you approach the edge of the cliff,
well,
you were braking.
You're
going to
be braking if there's a cliff in front
of you. Sure,
Thomas.
But it's possible that you were going at a very slow speed. And the car just stopped on its own. You know what I mean? The brake cords are cut by some kind of villain. And then you just slide to the edge of the cliff, their master plan to get you to topple over. You know, then the brake might not help you that much.
Yeah.
It's a good point. In the event of a sabotage where the brake lines have been cut by someone with a top hat and a mustache.
I'm using my imagination.
We like to play here. This is a safe space where we encourage play.
But that is realistic, too.
And wonder. Yeah.
No, I mean, I wonder, though, I've always thought this was odd about the brake cutting thing with villains. Doing this to somebody.
With villains.
Yeah,
not heroes. Nah. Those brave souls who cut the brakes to save lives.
But what I mean is that usually, the first instance of braking any time when you're driving is not... life or death is a fender bender, right?
So you're saying the moment you pull out of the garage,
you're
they would be
okay.
No.
Yeah. Where are these people
on the edge of a cliff?
They live.
They park.
They live on the edge of a cliff.
They park at Tom Cruise's house in Oblivion. You guys have seen that movie?
Absolutely not.
Very cliff based.
That reference.
Cliff based picture.
I think that's a video game.
Must be Paramount.
Oh,
pretty good.
Boy.
Oh, if you've got a Paramount and you've got two cars dangling off there, I don't have to tell you, Thomas.
Oh, God, you guys.
I hate our show.
I just hit unsubscribe. That's weird.
Hate and unsubscribe on iTunes.
Look, if you didn't like it, just stop listening now.
Thomas is now getting in the car and purposely driving towards the cliff. Thelma and Louise in solo style.
Break.
Okay, shall we move on?
That hand is just, oh man.
It's glistening.
Justin, describe what you see right now, Justin.
Yeah, go for it.
That looks like, it honestly, you know when people lose an arm and they get a prosthetic arm? Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it looks like.
That's terrifying.
And we shouldn't assume that this computer-generated person in this article doesn't have a prosthetic arm.
Oh, yes.
That's true. Yeah,
he
that's
just
true.
Finished killing Harrison Ford's wife. He's driving around looking for him.
With a blue emergency brake.
Yeah.
Yeah. The emergency, the long, thin cigarette at the end of the emergency
brake. It would snap
is
off.
Very unsettling to me.
So, now that you've greased up your arm and it's glistening.
It's your prosthetic arm.
Like a raw turkey leg.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Step three, set the parking brake. I guess the previous set was sort of setting that up.
Yeah.
Pull the brake handle very slowly and smoothly. And stop if you detect any movement. I assume they mean other than the brake moving.
Right, yeah, because that would be...
Can you do it slowly but not smoothly? Is that possible?
Like, oh, yeah, like...
Yeah. Like jittery and like you just had a bunch of cups of coffee, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Note that for practically all cars, the parking brake works only on the rear wheels, while the brake pedal affects primarily the front wheels. 75% front, 25% rear.
That math doesn't make sense to me. Well, there are four wheels.
Well.
Two are in the front.
Right.
In my car, I don't know about your guys' cars. My car has two wheels in the front, two in the back.
Look, Kevin, we're not here to do math. Let's talk about parking brakes.
That's my favorite song.
Let's talk about parking brakes.
I don't know the rest.
Yeah. So
often precludes the act.
I have a new phobia of being in the few cars where this does not apply.
Right.
As I hurtle towards a cliff, and I'm like, well, I know that the rear wheels will be affected by the parking
brake. Trying to figure out the ratio in your head. Like, is it 75-25? Is it 60-40?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many of us can drive standard?
I can drive standard.
I can also drive standard.
I can, but I haven't done it very much.
Let me tell you a little story.
Oh, great.
I'm totally... This is not a good story. I was cast...
perfect for an audio
podcast. No, I was cast in a film. I did a short film recently, and they asked if I could drive. I said yes. You know, it's like on the resume and the application. So I got the role. I show up on set, and they're like, great. So here's the truck you're driving.
Oh, no.
It's seriously from like 1955.
Right, it's from the movie Duel by
yes.
Steven Spielberg.
I swear to you, you have to keep the door on. You have to hold the door on, and it's stick, and I don't know how to drive stick.
No.
And so I have no idea how to drive standard. It was a nightmare.
And here's your co-star, this Cliff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is your meet cute.
Yeah.
Where's Wiki How when I need it?
Yeah. I was desperately searching for this article.
Oh. So your big love scene, just enter her partway. Don't go all the way over your co-star.
And there's our first risque moment.
Sorry, boys.
All right. So did you do a lot of that herky-jerky, like starting,
oh.
stopping,
oh, yeah,
starting,
the
stopping?
Oh, yeah, the blooper reel that they released as... Like,
it's all you in the
it
truck.
It is! They thought it would be so funny. They're like, oh, we got this blooper reel. They sent it to me. And they're like, are you cool with this? Like, this is just a showcase of how I don't know how to drive standard. Like, it was awful. It was very embarrassing. That and me getting bit by mosquitoes. It's great.
That's so embarrassing when that happens.
Yeah, mosquitoes straight up ruined me.
Loser!
Oh, fuck it. It's standard. Mosquitoes. These mosquitoes wouldn't touch me.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at the geek with the tasty blood.
All right, so you're still dangling.
Yes.
Step four, open the windows. If you have to move within the car to get to a safe exit door, prepare for the possibility that you may need to exit through the window. Mm.
I love that Banksy movie, Exit Through the Window.
Right.
All right.
Did you realize that reference is really obscure?
No, that's just solid.
I know that. Exit Through the Gift Shop.
All right. I was really hoping we would move on.
Yeah, I love the Hitchcock movie, No Exit Through the Window. No Exit, a Hitchcock movie?
No, it's a play.
Yeah.
Okay, well... We're 0 for 2 here in the last couple references.
I believe that it's actually Rear View Mirror.
Right. Oh, pretty good. Pretty good.
I love the view. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
I would just get distracted by the view. Like,
yeah, okay. If you're dangling over a cliff, take a second to
really
take
enjoy the blockly rendered mountains,
yeah.
The textures.
Know, yeah.
Snapchat it.
Yeah. Put a nice filter on that. Get a custom filter.
A custom filter from...
While,
place.
Of course, being calm and keeping your foot on the brakes.
I like having the windows down anyway. It's just nice to have a breeze.
Yeah, but that's how the mosquitoes get in.
That's
so
true.
I keep my windows rolled up.
Yeah, I'm not a loser, so it's not a problem.
Yeah, they leave you alone.
If you won't be able to roll the window down, pick up a small tool that you can use to smash it, such as a wrench or a screwdriver, what? And bring it with you when you move to the door.
Why would you have that in your
car? Okay, hold on. There's the last step, we missed a bit of it. It did say if you're turned around and you're teetering on the edge of the cliff,
oh, very good.
To grab a small object and to put it on the brake so that you can get pull the handbrake. Yeah. So oh, I love the idea of having this utility kit with like a brick.
Yeah.
A
small, just like small object to like size.
A cliff. Kit.
Yeah. 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 In case of cliff dangling,
exactly. Lift bar.
Yeah, just in case.
That's
you get
like them. A crowbar for when you're dangling on a cliff.
But yeah, one of these weird utilities you need.
Yeah, you're not gonna want medium-sized objects because that's gonna be the weight differential that's gonna send you hurtling over the edge.
Yeah, my my chauffeur is a medium-sized object, and he was fired for it.
Use him to smash the window.
Put your head in there.
Oh, no. Hey, you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Like
that's right.
Smash the window. Using
it's international waters in a dangling car.
Yeah.
The steps leading up to this were pretty straightforward. It was like, keep braking, stay calm. And now, this one feels optional to me. Like, do the windows need to be open? But if they can't, why smash them if you're afraid of making movement? That stresses me out. I think, you know, that might cause more hurtling rather than less.
Is it that they are worried that opening the door will create too much movement and, like, weight difference in the car that like getting out of a window or breaking a window seems to cause like less, you know,
weight shift.
Yeah.
I think they just want the windows open as like an option. Just like choose your
adventure.
Just like,
an aesthetic
have your
thing.
Finger on the page before, like with the other choice. So that in case you get eaten by the Yeti, you can like flip back.
Yeah.
So it's like that, right?
So you're like, oh, well, I remember I was on page 32, so I don't have to go back to the beginning. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. When God makes you dangle over a cliff, he also gives you a small tool to open a window.
Yeah. You know, when one car door stays closed, a window. Yeah.
This is a pretty short step here. Step 5, turn off the vehicle.
That
if your car is running.
Exactly like mine.
Just, uh-oh. Whoa, hold on. Let's zoom in on this veiny hand. Yeah. Kevin, is that your watch?
That's my car. Wait a minute, where's my car?
These photos are dated tomorrow.
Oh my god, my prosthetic arm!
Oh no.
turn it off.
This one's pretty straightforward. Yeah.
If your car is running, they clarify, turn it off. So don't turn it on again and turn it off. It's currently off.
Yeah.
It's an unnecessary
it's not,
step.
This is not a, if your wireless router is leaning over a cliff, you're going to want to turn that off and back on.
Yeah. You know, Thomas, sometimes you get the best reception when you're on the edge of a ravine. What did I
say? That is
ooh,
absolutely
full bars.
How would it be off, though, before? Like, how could you be on
the engine could be dead. You could have a dead engine.
Oh, yeah, or, maybe your villain.
Well, this villain, the top hat donned villain.
Right. While you're staying calm, you might turn it off and then be like, oh, I have to open the windows on.
You have to turn it on so that
I
want to
hear the rest
windows.
Of this Bee Gees song on the radio. Yeah. Just turn my car back on.
It is definitely.
Just until the end of the song.
Staying alive.
Yes, that would be what it is. Oh, man.
I only said that because I don't think it's because it's the only Bee Gees song I know, not because it's
it worked
ironic.
It's,
yeah.
It's perfect.
let's check out the next
let's
one.
Let's move on. .org.
Sweet.
Oh, he's got a passenger.
Oh. Here we go.
Or maybe she
we now get a full shot of the people in peril.
This is full frontal nudity,
this
by the way.
Full robot. Frontal chest crack thing.
Yeah, what
these
is mannequins.
It looks like they used the same polygon for this car seat head that they used for the like pale breasts on this mannequin person.
I am astonished that this is
there's no neck.
This looks like what would happen if you could look at your character in Myst.
I don't, what is this
missed? Abomination? It's his first person.
It's this video game by Banksy.
yeah, it's it
says a lot about Israel Palestine.
It's pretty groundbreaking. Step 6: take off your seatbelt. When you unbuckle it, make sure it's positioned so that you won't get tangled up in it when you try to move.
Oh man, that's
oh,
hilarious.
Man. Oh my, I just want to understand. Like what? Look at how somber their faces are. The emotion they're reading.
They look like actual crash test dummies. Yeah,
they look incredibly calm.
Justin pointed this out, that even in this generated image, they didn't make them real humans for some reason.
Yeah.
I just think the technology wasn't quite there yet.
Yeah. To photograph people.
We could be looking at actual crash test dummies where Honda was like, I want to see how this car handles it with two people in a cliff, a cliff.
I want to see how these crash test dummies get out of the car.
Let's see them get out of this.
Exactly.
Something that's happening for me while we read this article is, like, it's a very scary emergency situation, so there's a lot of good advice that I'm grateful to get. And then there's some parts where it's a little condescending, like, don't get tangled up in the seatbelt when you try to move. It's like, I know how to move.
Well, Thomas, if you're the type of person who's panicking,
get... If I'm not staying calm.
Yeah,
if you didn't listen to step one, you know, like, I think we can all really, if we think about it, we can all honestly think of the time we got tangled in our seatbelt.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Just this morning.
Yeah.
I put on the wrong one. I put on the one the seat over from me.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Real pain, guys.
That's classic.
And then all these mosquitoes attacked
me. Yeah. Oh, man. Because they knew you were a loser.
That Bob Dylan song, Tangled Up in Belt. That's... All right.
Exactly. And then there's going to be blood on the tracks.
Oh, for two.
Once your car goes over that cliff. Well,
on fire.
Wow. That hurts, guys.
You know, a few years ago that joke would have landed, but the times they are changing, Thomas.
Wow. Hurricane.
Oh, I'm still here? Is that Johnny Cash?
That was him.
Okay. Step seven. Unlock the doors.
When I said him, I meant Bob Dylan.
I'm so glad you clarified. I was
sorry.
So
go ahead.
Confused.
Go ahead. Step seven.
Step seven. Unlock the doors. In the confusion of the situation, it's easy to forget the doors are locked. If this happens, you or your passengers may panic when you try to open the door and it doesn't open. Why isn't this thing opening?
This villain on the edge of the cliff.
Snidely Whiplash wants to win this wacky race.
Again, I hate the attitude in this step. I just treat me with some respect. You or your passengers may panic. Like, I drive around with very cool cucumbers.
Yeah, mosquitoes leave you
and
alone.
Sometimes people too.
Yeah.
Not just your cooler full of iced cucumbers.
One day I'll figure out how to make them pickles by gum.
Can I just state, in the picture here, the person is opening, and it's harder, so the door is on their left, and they're using their right hand to unlock it, which for some reason is really bothering me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like your left hand is by the lock, just unlock it. Like, I don't know, reaching across yourself, that's how you get tangled in a seatbelt.
It also makes it
frankly,
look like their other arm is prosthetic, like, so
high.
Maybe they need...
Yeah.
What did you say, Justin?
I said it looks like he's standing, like he's reaching from so high.
Like, like they have standing desks now. Maybe they have like a standing car.
He is in a full prom suit out the roof of the car. And then they start dangling off a cliff and he reaches.
I'm gonna live forever. Don't panic if you forget the doors can lock. We've all been there.
Yeah.
We think there's some sort of witch's curse on this vehicle that's not letting me open the doors.
I think it's a villainized version of Herbie.
Herbie fully loaded.
Yeah, and even more loaded than I could have possibly imagined.
Well, the hate bug.
Yeah. Oh, that was I really grew to appreciate that as I left. Oh, I felt that one.
Sometimes Jesse knows things about movies that trouble me.
What? Yeah.
He'll make a reference that I'm like, no one should have.
Well, my palate is...
Yeah.
It's non-existent, so I just consume all media indiscriminately.
Yeah, that's fine. Lindsay low-hanging fruit.
Oh! Really good. Really good.
Oh, man.
Puns are so vicious.
It's so good having a fan on the podcast, because you really get some actual, like, laughter and reactions.
Yeah.
Normally Thomas is pretty stone-faced, so it's
just
really nice.
Stoically sitting here.
He doesn't panic. I'm really performing. I'm in such a state right now.
Listen, you guys,
don't
I paid a lot of money to be here.
Yeah, I know.
Kevin won
our
contest.
I was just going to say, you won our sweepstakes.
I'm also the only sponsor for the podcast.
Yeah, you were our ninth caller in the last episode, which... is how you get on the podcast. Fantastic. Do you guys remember, this might be a deep pull, but in the fourth
with
Pirates
you?
Of the
Never.
So far, everything's been pretty surface. So
yeah, the fourth Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Okay.
There's a scene where this old ship is dangling on the edge of the cliff.
Okay. What and how?
Is the world momentum? Flat?
Is it like a
waterfall?
You know, actually, now that you mention it, it's bizarre because there's actually no water. Like, they're just on top of an island, and there's literally just this cliff.
Huh.
Anyways, they're both trying to get, like, a map or, like, a ruby or something. Mm-hmm. And they have to, like, it's him in the bag, the villain. And they're, like, on each side of this ship trying to get this ruby from this chest.
Yes. Right, as you do.
So I'm just thinking, like, if you're, like, in this car and there's, like, maybe there's a villain with you in the car.
Oh heavens, yeah.
Maybe you're struggling for some sort
of... Maybe your chauffeur is the villain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some kind of treasure. Oh, Kevin is getting more paranoid as this goes on.
The chauffeur.
I have got to fire my chauffeur yesterday.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to find another one who weighs the same
living wage.
Well, yeah. I mean, you've got to be honest here. Like, the car looks like my car. The pictures are dated tomorrow.
Yeah.
My chauffeur... He's been growing a mustache.
Oh, never. That's going to change the weight differential.
Exactly. I'm not growing a mustache.
No,
in each Pirates of the Caribbean movie, the evil pirates are sort of like half pirate, half something else.
Yeah,
in the first one, they're like skeletons. In the second one,
they're
like squids. Yep. And in the fourth one, they are crash test dummies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They're out for revenge because they're sick of being like pushed into whirlpools to test the new ships.
Exactly.
Ford's new boat.
Exactly. The Ford. The fjord. All right. this is a really stupid podcast. Step 8. This is great.
Oh, dear.
Move in planned unison. If there are multiple people in the car, make a plan before anybody moves. Typically, those who are seated closest to the cliff's edge should get out first, if possible. This will maintain a favorable balance of weight in the vehicle.
So, Justin, I know that you have a very big penchant for choreographed dance. And so
yes,
I'm just
you know me well, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, you know, if you were stuck in a car and you need to choreograph your way out of it.
Which we've spoken about in dance class a lot.
So. I just wanted to know kind of how that would sound.
That would sound.
I mean, since this is
the
a
look you just gave me was one of murder.
This is an audio medium, so
just
that would
hum
be...
a few bars.
Oh my god! You just looked at me like I like ruined your life. I felt so bad.
I was like, how it would sound? How it would sound?
All right. Well, yeah. Give us a little taste. Coordinate. Give us directions.
That's what I meant. Like the directions, not like the. I don't want you to do Foley work.
Yeah, let's try it. I'm undoing my seatbelt.
Okay.
Click.
Okay, yeah.
The door won't open.
Calm down. Calm down, Thomas.
Caw, caw! That crow's gonna land on the front of the car.
The brake light.
Get out of here, old witch.
Right?
Oh no, looks like you're dangling over the edge of a cliff.
Sean Connery, what are you doing here?
And scene.
By this point, you're out of the car and you're safe.
I think that's
And you've got a 3-picture deal with Mr. Connery.
Thank you for that description, Justin. It really helped.
He made all of those sounds himself.
Yeah, that was impressive. It sounded a lot like you at one point.
The step goes on to say, if people can get out simultaneously, if the only occupants are in the front of the vehicle, for example, and they can both exit the doors nearest them, they should exit at the same time.
Right, that's what unison means.
Great, so I'm glad we defined unison.
Yeah. Unison is also a coding program, so you could technically move in planned coding.
Right. If dangling, then
escape.
I don't know how coding works.
Yeah, I know. I realized I opened a door and was like, I don't know anything about coding. So, Justin, you know lots of... What that sounds like?
Give us the first few lines of code.
Guys, I think he's pretending to be an artificial intelligence. Yeah.
Oh. He looks the most like a reboot character out of the four of us. Just like this,
you know, it's the green skin, Thomas.
Yeah.
This looks like they haven't
succeeded at all. Now we've zoomed back. We've zoomed out.
They are plummeting.
And we've zoomed out here in the step 9 picture to reveal that the car isn't actually dangling over a very tall cliff. It's only about 8 or 9 feet off of the ground.
It looks like they're about near a beach.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, honestly.
At worst, the car will hit its nose and flip onto its bag, yeah. And then yeah. They'll get out.
And you'd be in the protective cage, so you'd be fine.
This looks like a practice cliff, like when you're teaching your child how to drive for the first right. time.
Oh, yeah.
You want to dangle them off some, like...
Yeah. Start with, like, some curbs. Like,
yeah, yeah, garbage hill, you know.
Yeah, you remember the practice cliffs of yonder.
Oh, absolutely. Step 9. Watch, listen, and feel for movement. If you feel, hear, or see a slight movement, immediately stop what you're doing. Your instinct will probably be to push off from the car and leap out as quickly as possible.
Again.
I know that's my first instinct in any situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is not wise if there are other passengers who have not yet exited the vehicle.
They just are assuming all of humanity's worst instincts. You're probably going to want to fend for yourself. You're going to panic. You'll be discombobulated by the slightest thing that goes wrong.
Like, listen, I've dangled over my fair share of cliffs, and I've never been more calm than when I'm in grave peril.
You're a total gentleman when you're dangling yeah, over a cliff.
Like, let me open the door for you,
yeah.
Adam, to
at
escape
the same
first.
Time. Yeah, yeah. It's like I always bow
yes,
to the cliff,
but very slowly.
Yeah, very slowly in unison with the other passengers of the car.
You get the cliff to choose what's playing on the radio.
Oh yeah, no, you never want to make that choice for them. You know
exactly. You know the worst moment of hanging over a cliff? When you see that butterfly that you spited in the first act kind of start dancing over the front
like it's about
end.
To land on it, yeah. On your hood ornament.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, please no, please no, please no. Yeah.
No.
That's why I always try to spite butterflies in near the end of my, narrative.
Exactly. So they don't have time to... Come back.
To come back.
Check off
once
butterfly.
Once the plot lines have been resolved.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I really give it to the butterflies.
Yeah.
And the mosquitoes. Those dang mosquitoes.
All right. Well, that brings us to the end of the article.
Oh, my
God. But there
God.
Is
I feel
a...
like... Oh, man.
No, like tell us. Tell us.
I feel like I would still be in the car. I feel like I haven't learned how to...
I'm a little confused.
It's weird that after you leave,
then you're
you
supposed to be...
listen and feel for
yeah,
movement.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, what, you're just like standing offside the car? Like, is that for the rest of your life now? You just have to listen and feel for movement?
Yeah.
So I want to point out that there's a very interesting unanswered question.
Ooh.
Oh. I'm just going to read it.
Yeah.
Please refrain from commenting until I finish this question.
I'll try my best.
Somebody asks... What if you're falling off the cliff? And they go on to give an example. 200 feet off of a freeway in a mountain range. Do you hold onto the seat for dear life? Unfortunately, the editors of WikiHow have not provided an answer to this question.
But so, Justin?
It sounds like he's actually been through that.
Yeah. It sounds like he was typing that as he fell. Yeah.
Excuse me, WikiHow, this is very inconvenient.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm looking for an article on how to
Should
survive.
Should I cling for dear life?
I'm sensing a lot of movement outside of the car.
I am feeling movement right now. I am hearing, seeing, and feeling movement.
My crash test dummy.
Rate this article. One star.
He's holding up measuring tape to figure out how many feet it is.
Yeah.
It's about 200. Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, I guess that this just goes to show that you can't look to WikiHow for the answers to everything.
Not the answers to everything. Sometimes you have to look within your own heart.
Or Yahoo Answers maybe would have. Would have an answer.
Listen, I think you guys can't start doing that. That seems like, as a fan, I just find that offensive that you would even mention.
Well, you... Easy come, easy go.
Yep. Our fans are fickle. Yes.
Fan.
Our how heads. We're working on the name. We're working
how
on
heads.
Our
how heads.
Our how... Howie Mendels.
Howie Mendels. Your fan... Okay,
we'll
guys, it's time for you to learn it. I'm Howie Mandel.
Or Wiccans. I think that's taken, though.
I believe it is taken, yes.
Yeah. Or, well, we'll Write in. Yeah. And write in with your name. Yeah.
Let us know what you would like to be called in a future episode, and you might win our next contest to be featured. So now we're going to jump into part two and do some fun stuff. See you there.
Would you unclick your seatbelts as we transition
slowly?
Mom, Dad, when are we going to get home?
Now, son, calm down.
We just want to make a quick stop, honey. We just want to make a quick stop first.
You know that your mother loves to get a nice photograph of the cliffs, the view. It's her favorite thing.
But Whimsy's house is on in 10 minutes. We're gonna miss it.
Well, if we structured our lives around that TV show, we wouldn't have jobs.
Well, we should structure our lives around the TV show.
You okay back there, Tom?
Yeah, I guess.
Don't give me any of that lip.
Okay.
Tom, did you remember to wear your sunglasses?
Sure I did. Check them. Pew!
Nice.
All right, now listen, I know that we're all a little antsy because the park was closed, but we're going to go to this cliff top, we're going to take some pictures, and we're all going to have a lovely time, okay?
Cliffs are awesome.
Home.
Now, son, if you're going to keep that complaining, we're not going to give you any of the chocolate out of the biscuit picnic.
Yes, out of the biscuit basket.
We're Episcopalians.
Because you're being a bit of a piskid right now. Okay? Okay? Pardon my French.
No, Mom, you nailed him.
Thank you, Tom.
Okay, fine.
All right, here we are. We're just...
Oh, Mom, go a little closer. Come on.
Well, now, we should be going a little bit slower, honey, you know, it's a...
Darren, just ease us a little closer. I really want to get a really good shot of that faraway ship.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, I'm going to just slowly ease off the brake a little bit, and,
Okay.
Mom, Dad, what's happening?
Did you ever see Pirates of the Caribbean 4?
Yes.
Then you know exactly what's happening.
Yeah, I know exactly what's going on.
Just everybody leave the rubies alone. Okay? I'm gonna keep my foot on the brake.
Darren, you said this wasn't gonna happen.
I understand that, honey, but I can't control everything, can I? I thought we were going to the park today.
Well, we were, but then it was closed for maintenance.
Well, if I had known the park was going to be closed, I would have brought our small object to break the damn window.
Okay, everybody keep calm.
I know normally I'm cool as a cucumber, but I'm actually freaking out back here.
Tom, put those sunglasses back on.
Ow, Tom, stop.
Martin, don't make a big deal about this, Martin.
He's hitting me.
Hit each other in unison.
Okay.
Maintain the equilibrium. Okay.
I'm gonna
try to change my lens. I still can't get a good shot of that ship.
Okay, honey. It is beautiful out there. But make sure you roll down the window so you don't get the reflection.
We don't want any lens flare.
No.
Okay. Tom, you gonna pass me the camera case?
Yeah. Here you go, Mom.
Now I'm gonna pass you back the picnic basket at the same time.
Okay.
To maintain equilibrium.
Yeah. Okay.
One. Two.
Wait, are we going on three or are we going on two?
Why would you go on two?
Of course we're going on three.
Okay, you're right. I'm sorry.
Two. One.
Well, my family, we always went on two because it was
faster. We're counting here. We're counting. Mom!
I'm just saying it would save a lot of time if we went on two.
You're making them lose count.
Okay.
One. Two. Three.
Up here. Darren, eat the sandwich. It's throwing the weight off.
Okay, okay.
Oh no, it's peanut butter and jelly. His allergies.
Oh no. Okay, pass me the EpiPen and I'll pass you this glow stick.
Okay.
Okay. I got it here. Here you go. Okay.
Three.
One, two.
Two.
One. Two.
Two. Quick, fill the EpiPen with something that weighs as much as epinephrine.
I gotta pee a bit.
He's gonna pee for it, Martin.
Okay.
Whoa, wow. I haven't seen your wiener before.
Not Tommy, now, calm down.
No, that's what's throwing the weight off. That thing's a hog.
Look, we're all very impressed, but now's not the time, Tom.
No, but seriously, that thing's a freaking log cabin.
Okay, all right. This is not the last thing I want to hear before I die.
Luckily for us, we have many hours ahead of us to talk about Marty's wiener if we can just stay calm.
Darren, turn the car off, okay?
Okay. Done.
Oh, man, I was watching that movie. Turn it back on for a sec.
Okay. Okay. How much time was left, Tom, on this movie? Yeah.
There's just about 15 more minutes. I just want to see what happens to Sandra Bullock.
Can you fast forward through the end?
Yeah, but I still want to see it in fast motion.
Okay, wait, which movie was it? Maybe I can just tell you the ending.
Yeah.
It was, what's it called? It's Miss Congeniality.
Yes. Oh, yeah, the one with Sandra Bullock. I haven't seen the second one. I only saw the first one. Well, I didn't think it needed a sequel. The first one had so much closure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, I mean, the idea is mostly that she ends up being pretty congenial.
All right, no, I'm sorry, I'm being selfish, I don't know, that wiener really got me thinking about what I'm contributing.
Damn it, Tom, put your sunglasses on.
Okay. Do you want me to show you again, Tom?
No. Okay,
all right, boys, keep it in your pants for balance.
Okay, it's in.
Okay. Oh my God, my door isn't opening,
Honey.
Power. Why would you buy a car, Darren, with a door still open?
That's not how it is.
I panicked about this earlier. You just have to unlock it.
How did we get in the... Oh, we unlocked it.
Yes.
I was wondering how we got in the car in the first place.
It wasn't bewitched by some sort of witch.
Right. Or bewizard.
Yeah.
Gender neutral. Gender equality, Darren.
I'm sorry. I'm working on it, okay? My family was very traditional.
Well, you want to show respect?
You counted to three, and you believe that women should be stay at home. I know. Very old-fashioned.
It's just how I was raised.
So I'm just gonna childproof locks. It's childproof locks.
But if we open,
we're gonna have to leave the kids in the car.
What?
No.
Please, no.
Hey, I want to see Whimsy's house.
Really? That's what you're focused on right now? When we have Miss Congeniality 2 in the backseat?
Kids.
All right.
Please.
Okay. Is there a way to unlock the childproof locks?
I think we're gonna have to get out.
Okay.
And then unlock the childproof locks.
That makes total sense, Darren.
Because childproof locks stop you from opening the car from the inside.
Yes.
Hey, Martin. When our parents leave the car, we can do whatever we want.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
Let's totally make a ruckus. It's gonna be so fun.
Okay, bro.
I can't wait for them to turn their backs.
Honey, you and I are gonna have to, in unison, get out of this car at the exact same time.
Let's smash the windows.
Use your prosthetic arm, Dad.
All right.
Okay, I'll use my prosthetic leg. It's the same weight. On. Let's compromise. 2.5?
2.5.
Okay. 1, 2, 2. Now, smash!
Okay.
Okay. I seem to have gotten some glass lodged in my neck.
Oh, honey. Oh, no.
Hey, Martin, we gotta get her out of here. I got some fun shenanigans I want to get up to.
Oh, yeah, me too. I want to pull out my dick again.
I'm gonna stab myself against the car window on this side to maintain equilibrium.
Okay.
They're losing exactly the same amount of blood.
This is good. Darren, we haven't been this in sync since our wedding night.
Honey.
I don't know if it's the blood loss, but I'm starting to get butterflies.
Get a room, guys, and seriously, leave us in here to do whatever we want.
Yeah, get out. You guys almost got it.
Darren, check your watch. I was going to say we should leave the car, but I think it's the golden hour.
It is.
It's the perfect time to take photographs.
I think this is the worst time.
I'm just gonna screw in this lens.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay, while you do that, I'm gonna screw back on my prosthetic arm.
Great. What's the golden ratio? I can't remember the golden ratio. How should I frame this thing?
Get it on. I wanna escape. I mean, you know.
We wanna do some stuff.
It involves pie. I know that much.
Wait, they want to do something involving pie?
No, the golden ratio involves
pie. Are you guys smoking pie back there? I've heard that's a thing.
Mom, stop it. Seriously, we're not going to get up to any shenanigans or anything.
Listen,
but
I am losing a lot of blood here. Okay, take the dang photo.
Okay, here we go. Taking a picture of this old-timey ship floating in the distance. Click. Oh, the lens cap was on.
Honey?
All right, hold on. If you were closer, the textures on the ship would load better.
Oh,
okay, we're going to try to scooch forward just a little bit.
Okay, everybody scooch forward a little bit.
Okay. All right. Oh, I can really see the ground now. All right.
Okay, oh boy.
Here we go.
All right.
This is going to be one that we're always going to remember.
Okay. Psst.
I just showed you half of it before.
What?
Yeah.
Seriously?
There's more.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Click. Okay, now we won't see how this will look until I develop it at Shopper's Drug Mart.
Of course.
But I think this was a good one.
I'll
show you how I developed.
Boys, you better not be talking about your junk back there.
We're not.
Honey, you and I are going to have to unlodge ourselves from the windows now.
Okay.
So that we can get the kids out of the car.
All right, let's open our doors at the same time.
Okay.
One, two and a half.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, kids.
Hey, kids.
Okay, you guys stay calm.
Hey, Martin, we're all by ourselves.
Let's get naked and still
play Windshield Spider-Man.
We're still buckled in here, kids.
What?
Oh.
Oh, huh? I got tangled in the seatbelt.
Our plan is foiled.
I thought I was going to be able to pull it out again.
You know our will covers all eventualities except tangled in a seatbelt plummeting off a cliff.
Stupid.
All right. I'm going to...
Should somebody use the glass shard from my neck to cut me out of the seatbelt?
Very good.
Okay.
Tom? You have the steadiest hands in the family from all of that wee bowling.
That's right, I do. Well, I'm sorry about our stupid plan, Martin. Here you go, Dad.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Now, we're going to have to leave the kids alone in the car for a little bit.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
Because we're going to have to get out and feel for movement.
Yes, we're going to have to look for movement. We're going to have to do this in unison.
Don't forget to listen for movement.
What was that?
Don't forget to listen for movement.
Okay. Okay. One, two and a half. Go. Scramble. Okay.
Sweet freedom. Let's
do it. Okay, honey, you and I are outside of the car now.
Okay,
just keep feeling and looking for movement. Hang on, kids.
Whoa!
They're rocking back and forth.
Kids, what are you doing?
This is so fun.
Darren, don't come a-knocking. This car's a-rocking.
Let's get naked and play Windshield Spider-Man, like I said.
Honey, we're gonna have to get the kids out of there.
Yes, you're right. Okay.
Whee!
Watch me touch the windshield.
Oh, no. Whoa. We're going to have to climb back in through the boot. I'm from Britain originally.
The trunk.
Thank you.
Yes, honey.
And we're going
to
have to
climb. I just wanted to clarify for myself because I wore boots today and I wasn't sure if you wanted me to use them. I was confused.
Dad, you're losing a lot of blood still.
That is a funny misunderstanding, Darren.
I'm sorry.
We're losing the best years of our lives.
Aren't we all?
Oh, my God.
Youth is wasted on the young. All right, I'm going to climb in the back.
Okay.
No,
I'm
going to
climb through the seat.
We're having so much fun.
I've almost showed him the whole thing.
Okay. Oh, no, I left my glow stick. I traded it. It's too dark in this trunk. I can't see anything. You're going to have to guide me through the trunk.
Okay, honey. So move aside the tire iron.
All right.
And the inflatable giraffe.
Right.
As well, okay.
I was wondering where we were keeping this thing.
Yeah, no, he's there. Now, be careful because the box of glass is there.
Oh,
you know,
right next to the box of salt.
Yeah,
and lemon juice.
Yeah, so beware.
Let's rock even harder! Yay!
All right, okay. I'm just gonna move the rattlesnake.
Yeah.
Aquarium.
Yeah. It's a
terrarium. Be nice to Bugsy back there.
Yeah. Be careful. He hasn't eaten in weeks, so he's very, very disagreeable
right now.
Well,
it's the only way he's going to learn not to hide in my flip-flops.
Yeah, well, I mean, frankly, yes. We're punishing him.
All right, kids. I'm going to climb through.
But we're having so much fun.
Aw, please.
Just 5 more minutes.
Okay, 5 more minutes.
Five minutes later.
Okay, we've synchronized our watches. It's been 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to push through. You better be decent.
button.
What are you playing, the kazoo?
Bzzz.
All right. Okay. Okay.
Wow, Mom.
Whoa, okay.
Okay, honey, I'm steadying the back of the car.
Let's grab hold of her arms, I guess.
Let's climb back out through the boot. Okay.
The what?
The boot.
The boot?
Sorry, my accent is coming out because I'm panicking.
Honey, the trunk. Okay. Speak to them like good, honest Americans.
Okay. Sorry. On three, pull us out of the car.
Fine, we'll do it your way. On three.
One, two.
Wait, I need to get Miss Congeniality too.
No!
Eject, weight imbalance, topples over the cliff.
No!
Splash! And in the distance they hear a wizard cackle.
We see Darren,
dons a beard and a wizard hat.
I guess I taught my family after all.
Well, thank you for listening to that. I have been Thomas Tolles, and I would like to give a special big thank you to our guests, Justin.
Howdy, howdy. Thanks a lot for having me.
And Kevin, you don't have to say anything when I say your name. And Heaven.
Oh, please, you can say some sort of cowboy talk. That yeah. Really wrap
that's sort of
bow.
Our tradition.
Yeehaw!
Great. And well, of course, Jesse.
Giddy up, partners. I've been Jesse Bergen.
We want to ask if you enjoyed this. We would love it if you spread the word. Tell some friends about our podcast. You can review us on iTunes and rate us. And just, help us get it to a wider audience. We'd really appreciate it.
There are a lot of people out there dangling in their cars right now. Mm-hmm. That,
they could use this help.
You could save a life.
Yeah.
Do you guys... Well, we have a couple plugs, actually, as a group that we can share. I don't know when this will come out, but on...
I hope it comes out after, and it's very confusing.
Yeah. If it comes out soon, so on Saturday, June 17th, we have an improv show as Club Soda. We're performing at the Rudolph Rocker at 8 p.m. On Saturday, June 17th, so that's really... we're excited for that. And we also, Kevin and I, are in a fringe show called The House of Yes, and we would love if people check that out.
Yeah, yeah. Come out and enjoy life.
Awesome. Yeah, great. It's going to be a real barn burner at Fringe this year.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe someday we'll do a live podcast at Fringe.
That would
seven or eight episodes.
A dream come true for Kevin and only for Kevin.
Oh, I'll buy all of the tickets.
All right. Cool. Well,
so remember, folks, if you're in a bit of trouble
and you need to act on the double,
don't be afraid.
And
break a windshield.
And print.